Mental balance results in physical balance. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Mental balance results in physical balance. Now, we've heard the statement, "Do unto others as you would have others do unto you." Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Now, that statement is quite a powerful statement. Do I do unto others as I would have others do unto me? Am I unconditionally loving? Am I outgoing with unconditional love? Am I giving of myself totally without expecting anything in return, but giving just because it's a joy to give? Am I doing for others because they're there and it's fun to do it for them, not because they need it, but because it's fun, it's a joy, and it's marvelous? Mental balance results in physical balance. When I am mentally balanced by doing unto others as I would have them do unto me, when I am unconditional love, when I am peace and harmony and joy, then my life is in perfect balance. My life is in perfect divine order. Now, we oftentimes think that the Bible or religious things have to be spiritual and they have to have great impact that speaks back into historical lore and biblical phrases and words. And that is a biblical phrase, "Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you." That's a biblical phrase, but the thing is, it sounds so mundane, it sounds so human. And in truth, it is mundane and human. It is about as basic as we can get. When we realize that when we are at peace with ourselves, when we are at peace, we do not seek to do anything in the outer world than just be ourselves and have fun. When we are at peace with ourselves, we look around the world and we see the world at peace. When we are at peace with ourselves, we see every action that we take, everything that we do, one of peace and one of balance. Mental balance results in physical balance. So when I live in this area of mental balance, then the area of physical balance must follow as night to day. It must follow. Because it is a truism that comes into play by the very fact of its existence. Can I ever do anything unkind to another person and not feel bad within myself? Well, they deserve it, and it should be done. No. Can I ever do anything bad to another person and not feel bad within myself? I can't. No matter how self-righteous we want to act, we cannot do something bad to another person without feeling bad to ourselves. And if we feel bad to ourselves, what are we doing? We're destroying ourselves. We're destroying the goodness that we are. We're destroying the allness that we are. And what an unhappy, what an unfortunate thing to do. Now, why would anyone want to destroy themselves, destroy their own life, destroy their own balance, destroy their own harmony of life? Well, it depends on how we've been trained or how we've been raised. Because sometimes we're raised in a society or in a home where our parents and our community tell us that we must defend our community at all costs. If we have to kill other people, that's perfectly okay. We must defend our community against others coming in and taking it over. We must defend our way of life. Well, who says our way of life is right or wrong? We do, and we stand up for it. Now, why would anyone want to come in and take over our world? only when we say these words in reverse, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Do unto yourself as you would have others do unto you. Do unto yourself as you'd have others do. Would you have others think that you are a balanced, peaceful person? Then it's necessary for you to think that. Do I want others to think that I'm a nice guy? Then I've got to think I'm a nice guy. Do I want others to like me? Then I must like myself. Sort of puts a different tang on it, doesn't it? Puts a different flavor on the whole thing. Mental balance results in physical balance. Physical balance results in mental balance. So when I can learn how to physically be balanced and harmonious, when I can learn to be like a tightrope walker, when I can learn to stand on one foot and not wiggle around too much, when I can learn to do all those things that indicate that I am balanced, then my world is balanced. If we were to give it a true test and think of all the people who are people who conduct in their life a balancing activity, like tightrope walkers, like clowns, like people who work in the circus, if I were to think of them, what would I think of them? I would think that all of them love to be clowns. They love to be show-offs. They love to be outgoing. They love to share their balance, their happiness with the world. Well, you say, I've seen some shows about circuses and the people were pretty mean in there and so on. Yes, that's true. But you can be sure, if all circuses had people that were mean in them, the circuses could not last, because the circus's purpose is to bring laughter and joy and happiness to people. The purpose of the circus is not to bring seriousness to people's lives. It is not to make them think of their values. It's not to make them think of how they act to other people. It's just for them to laugh and forget themselves and just be happy. We sometimes forget these things. If people in a circus were not happy people, they could not engender happiness in their audience. If people in the circus were as evil as some of the movies portray them to be, the circus would fall flat on its face. And I believe the movie circuses in which this took place, they did fall flat on their face. Are we ready to be master of ourselves? Are we ready to be mentally and physically balanced? Are we ready to live a life of harmony and peace? Are we ready to love our neighbor as we love ourselves? How do you love yourself? Would you want someone to love you the way you love yourself? Are you putting yourself down all the time, or are you putting yourself up? Are you saying, yes, I like me. Yes, I'm a good person. Yes, this is a wonderful world we live in. Yes, everybody I know, everybody I've ever met are beautiful, wonderful people. You see, are we ready to say those things? Are we ready to live those things? Are we ready to be those things? Well, if we are, then we're living the essence of the Bible philosophy. We're living the essence of the teachings of Jesus. We're living the essence of the teachings of positive thinking and positive living. Really, that's what it's all about. Mental balance results in physical balance. And physical balance results in mental balance. You cannot have one without the other. And as you have either, you have both. It's a wonderful thing to go through life realizing that all is in divine order, all is peace, and all is glorious. That's what I know. That's what I feel. And that's what I am. Think about these things for yourself. And think how wonderful it is and how much fun it is. And think, just what it means for you to experience the goodness that you are, the joy that you are, the peace that you are, the love that you are, the right action that you are, because that's all that matters. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.